The Dutchess County executive says it is time to restore visitation at residential group homes as New York recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic. He is calling on state officials to issue guidance to allow family members of individuals with developmental disabilities to resume visits after nearly 3 months. The New York State Office of People with Developmental Disabilities issued revised guidance April 28th, suspending visitation with few exceptions. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says it's been too long since OPWDD has communicated and issued updated guidance.
And we believe now, and our public health department support, that a structured visitation, allowing families to interact with loved ones in OPWDD-regulated facilities, is appropriate. And we are well past time that OPWDD should have responded to families, should have responded to government leaders, and should have developed protocols. And I will say, it is shameful that it has not happened to date.
Molinaro wrote a June 5th letter to the OPWDD commissioner asking that his office restore visitation while keeping residents and staff safe.
So we're asking the governor and we're asking OPWDD to create those guidances, create those protocols, and allow the doors to start to open again.
An OPWDD spokesperson in an emailed statement says the office is working with the State Department of Health to develop a process and timeline to safely resume visitation and hopes to announce new guidelines soon. Patrick Paul is CEO and Executive Director of the Anderson Center for Autism in Stattsburg in Dutchess County, just south of Rhinebeck.
Many of the children and adults that we serve cannot really communicate well. They're nonverbal, so and they're not really understanding what's going on. So I think the families are very concerned that the children and their family members may feel abandoned, even though we have extensive electronic systems that are out there, all the ways to communicate electronically, it's still just not going to be the same.
The OPWDD statement also says, quote, "We understand the frustration and concern from families at not being able to visit or provide in-person comfort to their children who are currently living in a group home. To ensure the continued health and safety of the people we support in group homes and the staff who support them, we temporarily suspended home visits and visitation at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we have encouraged providers of housing services to continue to engage families through the use of window visits, online video chats, and phone calls," end quote. Again, Molinaro.
Simply creating a blanket approach of locking down and locking out individual humans that have absolute right to interact with others in a safe way is negligent. It is uncaring. And at this point, it verges on criminal. And so really, it is time for New York State to take this seriously and to make sure that this population, these individuals, are in the front of our minds, not secondary to decision making.
The Anderson Center's Paul sees both sides of the issue: the need to maintain a safe environment and not risk COVID-19 infection, and allow family members to visit their loved ones.
And I think that OPWDD and the governor's office is formulating, as we speak, a plan that does both. And I think the reason why it's taking so long is because it's a really difficult decision to make. And so they're being very careful and they're being very methodical. And when they come up with the guidance, I'm sure it will change moving forward.
Change, he says, because of the unknowns about COVID-19. For example, whether there will be a resurgence in cases as reopening in the state continues. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.